So, Lord, we pray that you will bless us tonight.
所以主啊,我们就祷告,您会今天晚上赐福给我们。
We thank you that the word of God is the same and is faithful and is a blessing every time we look at it.
所以我们也非常感恩的是,那神的话总是一样的,也总是说充满了,祝福的每一次的,当我们读的时候。
We thank you that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to teach us and to help us.
我们也感谢您的,就是圣灵的被赐给我们,就来教导我们,帮助我们。
And so we pray that he will be a special teacher and help to us tonight.
对,我们就祷告您,今天晚上呢,是一个特别的教师呢,帮助我们。
And Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to each of us. We've all got, by the grace of God, we've all got a smile tonight. Some have received some difficult news. Some have big problems. But we thank you that you're faithful and we rest on you. You're beyond the problems. You're over the problems and you will solve them in your own good time. Thank you.
主啊,我们也感谢您,今天晚上呢,因为呢,就是我们每个人脸上都带着笑容,不管说我们今天呢,有什么好消息呢,或者有什么不好的消息啊,我们都是在您里面可以得到安息,因为您是一个伟大的神,您呢,就是掌控一切,您也可以改变一切,所以在我们愿您在您的时间表里解决我们的问题。
And so, Lord, for all these things, we give thanks now, looking to you for help and blessing.
主啊,为这所有事情,我们现在感恩的祈求您的赐福和帮助。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, again, welcome to all. Good to have you with us tonight.
再一次欢迎大家,非常高兴大家今天晚上加入我们。
We've been studying in the book of Luke. We're up to chapter 3. We've looked at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of John the Baptist, and we're beginning to look at the lives that they lived in service for the Lord Jesus.
在这个里面呢,我们在这教会耶路撒冷一直在学习呢,学过了我们的主耶稣基督的出生,是使徒约翰的出生,然后呢,现在呢,我们在这里学到了,就是他们在他们的人生里,就是为主耶稣基督所做的服事。
And so, last week, we got into the first verses in chapter 3, which are about the ministry of John the Baptist.
因为上个星期呢,我们学到的呢,就是说是第三章的开始,是关于施洗约翰的开始的服饰。
You'll remember that he was an exceedingly powerful man.
所以你们大家记得呢,他有极大的那个能力。
His power was not in the miracles that he did because he didn't do any miracles, but they were in the character of the life that he lived and in the service that he, or the sermons that he preached.
因为你们大家知道呢,就是他的能力呢,并不是在于行神迹,因为他没有行过任何的神迹,他的能力在于他所活出的人生和他讲的道。
So last week we got into verse number 8 in chapter 3, and we will read that again.
以上星期呢,我们在听到呢,就是路加福音第三章第八节,今天我们继续来读。
People came to him for baptism, and he said, verse 8, therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham, even from these stones.
第八节说,那你们要结出果子来,与悔改相称,你们不要自己里面说有亚伯拉罕为我们的父,我告诉你们,神能从这石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起儿女来。His
ministry was one of warning. It was to prepare for the Lord's coming and for the significance and power of the Lord's coming.
这个里面呢,他呢,现在呢,他的职责呢,其实就是说是为那个主的到来准备好,也为主,去宣讲主要来的这样的意义和目的。
His ministry was that the people would return to the Lord.
他的那个就服侍，就是说呢，人呢要回到主那里来。
And the nation had wandered far. His ministry was, don't wander anymore, but you as individuals start going to the Lord, coming to the Lord. Many of them had been far away, hadn't thought about the Lord. He was calling them back to God.
这个呢，很多那个人呢，他在当时呢已经那个远离了神，远离神，所以他的那个服侍呢，就是说是告诉每个人，他们都要呢，就是回到主这里来。尽管当时呢有很多人呢，甚至说是走离主离得很远，所以他的服侍是要求他们回到主这里来。
And therefore, four themes that I would like to concentrate on in this book of, or in this eighth verse.
现在在这里有四件事情我要关注，在这个八节里面。
First of all, the importance of repentance.
所以呢，首先第一点就说是悔改的重要性。
You can't come to God unless, first of all, you turn around.
所以呢，你不可能来到神这里，除非你首先呢转身。
A lot of people say, I've been going my way. I'm just going to add God onto the list and I'll keep going and God will come with me.
也有的人说呢，我要继续往前走，继续走呢，我就会把神呢加到我的这个时间表上嘛，那神呢就会跟着我走。
But the Bible's teaching is that turning to God, going to God, is a complete transformation of life. The Lord Jesus called it being born again.
其实你告诉我们呢，就是你跟着神呢，是你这个人生的完全的改变。主耶稣基督告诉我们说呢，这叫重生。
It's amazing that we can be born again.
这个非常神奇的是，我们可以重生。
But it's also imperative we must be born again.
但是同样呢，也是非常明显的，我们必须要重生。
And therefore, the Christian life begins with repentance and it continues to be the foundation of our lives.
那这样呢，基督徒的人生呢，他的人生就是要悔改，然后在我们的人生里呢，继续这样的，在这个基础上继续。
As we read our Bibles, very often our response is, uh-oh, I did that wrong too, and therefore I've got to repent on that score.
所以呢，就是说，当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们通常会说：“哦，我做错了。”因此呢，我们要在这件事情上悔改。
So, the theme of Bible study is, Lord, show me where I need to continue to repent in order that I end up being more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经的教导呢，就是说是在我们的人生中呢，要主呢告诉我们，我们在哪里呢做错了，因此呢，我们就要悔改，悔改以后呢，我们就要继续的往前走，更像我们的主耶稣。
So the whole concept of growth is not just additional knowledge, it is a change of heart, a repentance that makes a different character.
因为我们在整个的人生中呢，就是说是我们并不是说是我们重要的地方呢，就是我们要继续的，就是去并不是说是不断的成长，而就是知识的成长，而是要在更多的悔改，这样呢，我们的品格呢变得更加的好。
And then point number two is that based on repentance, our lives are to bring forth fruit that is worthy of repentance.
所以第二点呢，就是说是在我们的人生中呢，我们要结出这样的果子，结出果子呢，这样呢就要与你的悔改相称。
True repentance is not just the acknowledgement of a change of mind, a change of purpose. But it is a change of action.
所以呢，就是说你去悔改，并不是说是你去那个，就是说是改变你的思想，改变你的那种目的，而就是说是完完全全的一种就是改变。
And therefore, repentance that does not immediately have action following is not repentance. True repentance always brings forth fruit that indicates a change of action.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是因此呢，就是说是悔改呢，总是要有行动跟随着，跟随着。那么说，那就是说是你真正的悔改，就是说是你总是有那样的行动来跟伴随着结出果子。
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, there were Jewish people who said, "We don't have to change. We have Abraham as our father."
现在在主耶稣基督那个年代的那些犹太人说呢，我们不必要改变，因为呢，我们有亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
The Jewish people then were very, very proud of the fact that the Bible had been given to them.
因为那个犹太人呢，他们都非常非常的那个骄傲，是因为呢，圣经呢赐给了他们。
The prophets had come to them.
所以呢，就是先知也来到他们那里。
The miracles were done on their behalf.
所以呢，那些神迹都是为他们而行的。
And so they ended up with this pride of, I'm not sure the word, there is a word for it, but they were proud of their fathers.
因为这个，他们最终呢，为他们的父辈呢感到骄傲。
And then they said, well, if we're our father's children, we must be extra special people.
他是因此，他们说呢，如果我们是这样的父亲的孩子呢，那么我们应该是特别的一群人。
So their logic basically was, the Bible was given to us to tell us how bad the other people were, but we've got the Bible, so we're okay.
所以呢，他们的这个逻辑上说呢，就是说是圣经赐给我们，是要告诉我们呢，就是说是我们有多坏，也告诉其他人他们有多坏，但是我们却有圣经，我们没有问题。
And of course, the fact is just the opposite. If Abraham is our father, if the Bible has been given to us, all the more responsibility that we live up to its precepts, its teachings, and its commandments.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，因此呢，就是说是这个逻辑是呢，如果是亚伯拉罕是我们的父，那么呢，圣经呢是赐给我们的，那么说呢，我们在这里面呢就有更多的责任。
Now, this was the argument that was used in the days of the Lord Jesus, in the days of John the Baptist.
所以这样的是他们这样的一个逻辑，他们用这个呢，就是论据来证明他们自己在那个主耶稣和使徒约翰那个年代。
But this logic is foundational in the teaching of the Jewish people today.
所以这样的逻辑呢，也是就是今天呢那些犹太人他们教导的基础。
They have exactly the same attitude. They assume that they as Jews are better than the Gentiles because they got the Bible. Abraham was their father. They are good people because they had good fathers.
所以他们因此呢，他们得出这样的逻辑，就是说呢，因为呢，他们是犹太人，他们呢，就是说是那个有亚伯拉罕做他们的父，那么他们圣经也赐给他们，因此呢，他们比外邦人要强，他们比外邦人强呢，是因为亚伯拉罕是他们的父。
Now that is an attitude which is prevalent even in the world today.
所以这样的也是当今的世界上的一些逻辑。
Many Christians say, Christian children say, my mother's a good woman, my father's a good woman, I'm okay, I don't have to, and they pretend they're going to heaven riding on the coattails of their parents.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是因此呢，他们得出这样的逻辑，因为我的父母呢，他们都是基督徒，他们都是好人，因此呢，我没有问题。当我的父母去天堂的时候呢，他们身边也会把我带去。
We had a neighbor who lived near us many years ago.
所以我们有一个那个很多年前一个邻居呢住在我们附近。
There were two neighbors, a husband and a wife, and they were very, very nice people.
所以呢，这个邻居是两个人，他们是夫妻两个，他们是非常非常好的人。
My mother spoke to the woman about the gospel.
所以我的妈妈呢，跟那个女的呢讲福音。
And the woman's comments were, I'm a Christian, I am going to heaven, but I think my husband thinks that he's going to get to heaven on my ticket.
其实那个女的说呢，我是个基督徒，所以呢，我是要去天堂的。那么说呢，我的丈夫呢，他也有，他可以用我的票也去天堂。
His attitude was, if my wife's a Christian, that's all we need in our family. I'll just ride along to heaven on my wife's ticket.
所以呢，她的丈夫的逻辑呢，就是如果我的妻子呢，她是个基督徒呢，所以呢，我们整个家里都会去那个天堂，我们都可以共用我妻子的一张的票去天堂。
And God says, no, everyone is responsible for his own relationship with the Lord.
所以神说不是这样的，每一个人呢，他都有责任要，就是自己和主有这样的关系。
And then lastly in the verse, we read the phrase, God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
所以呢，在这一节的最后呢，我们读到呢，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起儿女来。
And the teaching, of course, is that soon after the day of Pentecost, the Gentiles were brought in to the household of God. They inherited many of the blessings that had been promised to Abraham and Abraham's children. Many of them died and rejected the Lord.
这里面呢，这里讲到呢，在那个五旬节以后呢，就圣灵降下来，很多外邦人呢成了基督徒，他们被带进呢就是神的大家庭里，他们也继承了就是说很多的给亚伯拉罕的应许，但是很多呢就是犹太人呢，他们却拒绝了神。
So John the Baptist's ministry was very powerful, as it pointed out and rejected these things that we've just talked about.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，亚，因此呢，那个施洗约翰的那个传道呢是非常的有力量的，因为他呢，讲到了刚才我们那提到的那些事情。
But there was also an urgency and a judgment associated with his ministry.
同样，就是他的那个服事里面也讲到了那个审判的那种紧急性。
So verse 9 says, And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
第9节说呢，现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
Two more problems that many of the Jews had. First of all, some of them said, we don't need to worry about God. He's good God. Everything's going to be fine.
因为这里呢有几节，有一两点问题。第一点问题呢，他就说是啊，我们不用去担心神，因为呢亚伯拉罕是我们的父亲，所以我们没事儿。
And John the Baptist's teaching was no, God is going to bring into judgment everywhere with every secret thing, as Ecclesiastes tells us. Therefore, we must prepare now.
所以呢，就是说呢，现在呢，也是虽然说不，因为呢，神要在每一个地方为每一个细节，就像那个传道书里所讲的，要审判每一个人。所以因此呢，我们要现在要准备好。
And the second thing is that judgment is imminent.
所以呢，就是说是第二件事情是审判已经尽了。
Most people argue, as we find in Scripture, they say all things continue as they have since the foundation of the world.
所以呢，我们在圣经里看到呢，就是有些人呢，他们说呢，从那个创世开始，他们每一件事情呢，它都是一直没变的。
But John the Baptist's message was, no, God is active and he's active right now. Number one, he has sent me. Number two, following me will become the Messiah himself, and you must be ready.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，现在约翰施洗约翰说，他说不这样的，神是已经在采取行动了，他的行动呢就是马上就要来了。所以呢，现在呢就是神的那个他审判也尽了，这就是有两个迹象。第一个呢，他呢派我来了；第二个呢，后面接着他要派那个弥赛亚来，所以你们要准备好。
People say, we don't need to worry. People today say, We don't need to worry. Everything's just going to carry on. All is well.
那个以前的人说呢，不用担心，一切都会继续。今天呢，我们的人也说呢，不用担心，一切都会继续的。
But earlier today, I made a list of prophecies that have been fulfilled in my lifetime.
所以这个里面呢，今天呢，稍早的时候呢，我列出了一个表，就是说是在我的整个人生中已经那个实现的预言。
Bible prophecies made thousands of years ago that have been begun to be fulfilled in my very lifetime. That's amazing.
所以圣经几千年之前所写下的预言呢，在现在在我的人生中呢，开始实现了，这个是非常惊奇的。Three
of those prophecies having been fulfilled in an amazing way in this last year, in the year 2025.
因为呢，就是有三件事呢，都是有一个非常的神奇的方式呢，在过去，在就是那个2025年的末期呢，就已经实现了。When
is God going to bring his judgment? Answer, very, very soon. How do we know? Because he is beginning to fulfill the prophecies that will accompany that judgment.
因为这个里面的神的那个就是审判越来越近了，我们怎么知道呢？因为那个神呢开始让他所做的预言呢开始实现，这些预言呢就是说要实现他的审判。Let
me just give you three of the prophecies. I'll give you four of the prophecies that have been fulfilled in my lifetime, and three of them in this past year.
这个里面让我呢，就是说是给大家举出一个，就是说是在那个四件事情、四件预言呢，在我的人生里已经实现的，还有其中三件是在去年实现的。Prophecy
number one, there will be a nation of Israel with Jews living in it, and they will live in their land of Israel.
第一个预言呢，就是说是那个以色列的国家，它要恢复，恢复呢那些犹太人呢，要住在他们自己的国土上。That
is the last day's prophecy, and it was prophesied in the Bible many times.
所以这个是末世的那个预言，在圣经里呢，已经预言了很多次。It
was the year 1948 that Israel became a nation. Prior to that, very few people had been living in Israel for the last 2,000 years.
因为就是1948年，以色列建国，那个犹太人呢就住在他们自己的国家。但是在那之前呢，只有极少数的人住在那个地方。All
of which says God's plan for bringing about judgment is just around the corner.
现在就所有的那个就告诉我们神呢，他要进行审判，他的审判呢就已经在那个转角处了。Prophecy
number two is that many, many nations are going to be arrayed against Israel.
所以第二个预言呢，就是很多很多那个国家呢，他们要联合起来反对以色列。
And never in recent history has that been the case, apart from what's happened in the year 2025. And as part of the Palestinian problem, many countries, including Canada, have aligned themselves against Israel.
所以呢，关于巴勒斯坦这个国家的问题呢，很多国家呢联合起来，包括加拿大在内，一起反对以色列。Number
three, prophecy says that when the end times come, the armies of the East are going to go towards Israel, and they are going to go via the dried up Euphrates Valley.
这个里面呢，就是第三个预言呢，就是说是在末世的时候呢，审判要来之前呢，那个就是中东的那些国家呢，他们呢就是说是要去联合起来反抗以色列，那个幼发拉底河会干枯。The
Bible says the great and mighty river Euphrates will dry up so that the armies of the east can march up the river valley and get to Israel.
这个圣经说呢，就是说是这个大河流幼发拉底河呢，它会干枯，干枯，那么从东面来的军队呢，他们就是能够穿过这个干枯的河谷来攻击以色列。
I used to read that and marvel, and I would say, how could that ever be? I believed it because the Bible said so, but I had no idea how that could happen.
所以呢，我通常就想呢，这样呢，怎么可能呢？这样怎么可能发生呢？但是呢，我因为圣经是这么说的，但是我相信呢。
But in recent weeks, the headlines in the news have been that the Euphrates River is drying up and in many places has already dried up.
因为呢，在最近的新闻里已经出现了，就说是幼发拉底河呢已经开始干枯了，在有些河域呢已经完全干枯了。
Number four. The question number four is, what do we know about a temple?
第四个是我们什么时候有那个圣殿？
The Jewish people have wanted a temple. They have wanted temple worship in Israel since the day that the temple was torn down in AD 70.
因为呢，就是在犹太人呢，他们呢一直想要一个圣殿，想要圣殿呢，他们在圣殿里呢可以进行献祭。那么说呢，自从那个公元后70年圣殿被摧毁以来，他们一直都想要有一个圣殿。
And if there's going to be a temple, there's got to be a priesthood. And if the priesthood is going to be there's going to have to be the ashes of a heifer to prepare for the priesthood to minister in the temple.
也就是呢，如果有那个圣殿的话呢，他们必须有那个祭司制度。有祭司制度的话呢，他们有祭司呢，必须要在那个圣殿里献祭。在圣殿献祭呢，他们必须有一个红母牛要放在里面来做献祭。
And without going into detail, it was just a few months ago that the first red heifer was slaughtered in order to prepare for all this, the first red heifer to be slaughtered since AD 70 or before.
因为那个准备好，在过去的几个月里，其实有一头那个红母牛呢已经被杀了，已经要准备好了去做这样的献祭。这是几个世纪以来第一次有一头那个红母牛被杀。
John the Baptist ministry, verse 9 is, even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees.
现在就是说是那个施洗约翰他的那个服饰呢，就是说是现在斧子已经放在树根上了。
He said, God is going to be working in a mighty way now. You men must be ready. He's going to be working very soon.
他说呢，神呢要以这大能的方式呢，就要来做工了，所以呢，你们这些人呢都要准备好，你们必须马上准备好。
That's the message he preached way back in his day. That's the message we are preaching today. Prophecy makes it abundantly clear. The fulfillment of prophecy makes it abundantly clear that very soon our Lord is going to be here and the axe is going to be laid to the foot of the tree.
也就是里面的这样的一些预言呢，这几千年就在施洗约翰那个时候就开始已经在传讲了，这也是我们今天的也在传讲的这样的同样的信息，因为主呢很快就要来了，这个审判呢也很快就要来了，这个斧子呢已经放在树根上了。
So this picture now raises the question, who are the trees?
其实现在这样的一个画面呢，就让我们想起一些问题，那么谁是那棵树呢？
And the answer is each person, and the earth is a tree. We're a great forest, and each of the people living are trees. And the question is going to be, is this a fruitful tree that follows God, that believes in Jesus, or is this a barren tree?
其实里面呢，就是答案是呢，我们每一个在地球上生活的人呢，都是那棵树。那个树呢，现在对这样的问题呢，就是说是，这棵树，你这棵树，它是结果子的，相信主耶稣基督的呢，还是一棵不结果子的树呢？
And the barren trees, being those who do not repent who do not believe, who do not follow the Lord, they will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以那些不结果的数字呢，就是那些不悔改、不跟随主、不相信主的人呢，他们会被砍下来，丢到火里。
And so he preached with great conviction. And verse 10 says, the people said to him, what should we then do?
所以呢，因为他的那个就是说是讲道非常有说服力，所以第十节呢，众人就问他说：“这样我们当做什么呢？”
In the light of his ministry, they were saying, what should we do, John, to get ready for this?
因为在他那个讲道以后呢，他们说呢，约翰，我们可以做点什么来避开这些呢？
And so John says, verse 11, he said to them, he who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise.
第十一节呢，那个施洗约翰回来说呢，有两件衣裳的，就要分给那没有的，有食物的，也当这样行。
What is the sign of repentance for the people who say, I want to get ready for the Lord, I want to follow the Lord? What is the first sign?
对，那那对那些想要就是说是悔改的人，悔改人呢，他说呢，我要抛弃我的过去，我要跟随主。那么说，那第一个迹象是什么呢？
And the answer is, you love your neighbor to the point where it begins to affect your pocketbook.
其实就是说是答案是呢，你要就是说是爱你的邻居，爱到一个程度呢，甚至你愿意把你的那个口袋里的东西掏出来给他。
The world's teaching is selfish living, everything for me.
因为呢，这个世界所教导的，就是说是一种自私的生活，每一件事情呢，都是为了我。
But the proof of repentance is that you start doing good things for your neighbor, even though it costs you money and convenience to do so.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，就是说你悔改的第一个迹象呢，就是说是，你爱你的邻居，你愿意去帮助你的邻居，就是说是，就算要花费你的金钱，你也愿意去帮助他。
And then the second sign, verse 12, then tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than what is appointed for you.
所以第二件这个事呢，就是在第十二节里又有税吏来受洗，对他说：“那个师傅，我们当做什么呢？”
The tax collectors in those days were by and large a greedy, thieving people.
所以当时的那些税吏在那个年代呢，是一些非常有钱、非常贪婪的人。
It was their job to collect taxes from individuals for the Roman government.
所以他们的工作呢，就是向每个人的收税交给罗马政府。
And if the government required 100, then the tax collector often collected 110 or some other number, and he put the difference in his own pocket.
所以呢，如果那个罗马政府要求呢收100块钱的税，这些税吏呢通常呢会收110块或者120块。那么说呢，他们把剩下的钱呢就自己留着。
So way back then, cheating on taxes payable to the government was a very common practice.
意思在那个时候呢，就是说是欺骗政府不交税，这是一个非常的普遍的问题。
Is it a common practice in our day?
所以我们当今呢，就是这个税务欺诈是不是非常普遍呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
A lot of people say, I would never cheat. I wouldn't defraud anybody. But of course, if you can get a better deal out of the government without telling the truth, then I'd be willing to do that.
所以有些人说呢，我从来不欺骗人，我也不去做其他的事情。但是呢，如果你能告诉一个方法，能够少交政府一点钱，去撒点谎，我当然愿意去做了。
So very few sins are more common in the world today than the sin of cheating the government.
因为在这个我们当今世界上呢，它有很多这些普遍的问题呢，它就是呢，都去欺骗政府。
And so it was Billy Graham who told the following story.
今天呢，葛培理讲了下面这个故事。
He said there was a man who went up to the tax office in the middle of the night with a little package and a note attached. He put it through the mail, through the box at the tax office.
现在就是有个人呢，在半夜呢，他带了一包钱呢，就是说呢，来到税务办公室，那就是在税务办公室门口那个信箱里面，他塞了进去。
And the note that was not signed was attached to the little package of money that he put in.
所以呢，这个里面呢，他写了一个那条子，条子说呢，就是说是这个里面这一包里面的钱呢，是他欠政府的税。
And the note read, "This is money that is owing from me to you."
所以呢，这个纸条上这样写着，就是这是我欠你们的，就是税费。
And then he went on and said, "And if I still can't sleep at night, I'll pay you the rest of the money that I owe you."
所以呢，他就是那个纸条继续说呢，如果我今天晚上仍然睡不着，我要把还没有，就是说是还给你们的税还给你们。
Now, repentance says Christians don't steal from the government, they tell the truth to the tax man all the time.
因为就是说是这个里面呢，就说是啊，你悔改的一个迹象，就是说是你不要去欺骗政府，就算是说是啊，你付税的时候。
John the Baptist was asked the question, "What are the fruits of repentance?" Number one, you love others and you give to them in spite of the cost to yourself.
所以这个里面呢，就说是那个施洗约翰讲到的，就是说是你悔改的一个迹象呢。第一个呢，就是说是你去帮助其他的人，就算要花钱去帮助他们。
Number two, you don't cheat the tax man.
所以第二个呢，你不能就是说是在税务上欺诈。
And then the verses go on. Verse number 14 says, "Likewise, the soldiers asked John, saying, 'And what shall we do?' So he said to them, 'Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages.'"
这第14节就是说，又有兵丁也是这样问他：“我们当做什么呢？”约翰说：“不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。
What did the soldiers do? They took advantage of their power and they attacked people or belittled them or somehow defrauded them just because they were the bosses and the others couldn't say no.
你这个里面的那些士兵呢，他呢，通常呢，他们会用他自己手上的这样的权利，他们去呢，就是是欺压其他的人，就是说甚至打其他的人，就是说是因为这些人呢，他们手上有权利，那些人呢，他们没有办法反抗。
So what they did was they abused their authority for their own advantage.
所以他们所做的呢，他们是滥用他们的权利，这样为了他们自己的好处。
Many people in the world do that today.
你当今世界呢，有很多人这样去做。
John says, if you're preparing for the coming of the Messiah, then you stop doing that. You don't abuse others. For your own benefit.
这个呢，施洗约翰说呢，如果你们要准备好悔改，准备好弥赛亚的来，所以呢，你不要滥用你自己手里的权利，为了你自己的好处。
And lastly, the Roman soldiers were not content with their wages.
所以最后呢，就是罗马那些士兵呢，他们对自己的工资呢不满足。
And because they were soldiers, they had a lot of power. And it was difficult to keep them under control. They wanted more money.
因为他们是那个士兵呢，所以他们呢很有些权利，有权利呢，因此呢，就是说是很难让他们保持在控制之下，因为他们想要更多的钱。
Is that a problem in the world today?
这是当今世界的问题吗？
And the answer is yes. Have you heard about a strike?
这答案是的，你有没有听到罢工呢？
And the postal workers were on strike probably up until a few days ago. I'm not sure precisely where they stand today.
所以这个里面呢，就是邮政工人呢，大概几天前呢开始罢工了。我不知道，我不是很确定他们现在是不是还在罢工。
And the BC government workers have been on strike for weeks.
因为那个 BC 省的那些政府的员工呢，也罢工了1个星期。
Is that good or not?
这是好的还是坏的？
So I've asked my friends often the question, who has a better standard of living?
今天我就问我的朋友，谁的生活标准呢比较好一点？
Is it the people who work in institutions today, or is it the Roman soldiers who lived 2,000 years ago?
也是因为现在呢，在那些就是说是学院里生活的人，还是在2000年前那些就是说是罗马士兵他们的生活状态，谁好一些？
And they all say to me, well, certainly the people who live today, they have it far better than they had in Rome 2,000 years ago. Of course it's better.
当然了，当然，我们现在的生活条件比那个当时2000年前那个罗马士兵的生活条件要好得多。
And then I said to them, well, if that's the case, and the Lord Jesus Christ told the soldiers in his day, sorry, John told the soldiers in his day to be content with your wages. Are we proper when we demand raises and get into a fight when unions get into a fight with the management? Is that proper?
因为我说呢，如果说这样是这种情况，那么说呢，那么说我们当今在施洗约翰那个年代，施洗约翰的士兵说，那你们对你们的钱粮呢、工资呢要满足。那么我们当今社会，那么说呢，这些工会领导这些工人，就是说是要去罢工，要加工资，他们这样做法是对的吗？
And so the people of God today, if they fear God, if they repent, if they want works for repentance, then they don't go around demanding more. They go to work instead.
因为如果今天当今属神的人呢，他们如果敬畏神，他们如果是已经悔改了的，他们就不会那到处就是去罢工，要求涨工资，而是要去工作。
It's interesting. John was a very practical man. And he basically said, if you're going to repent, these are the issues that you've got to deal with, each of you in your own personal life.
因为这个非常有意思的施洗约翰呢，是一个非常有实践性的人。他说呢，如果你们想要悔改的话，下面这些事情呢，就是你们该要去做的。
And the issues are no less important today.
所以这样的就是说是这样的问题呢，就是已经不再那么重要了。
We have the same kind of problem they have, probably worse today. If John the Baptist were here, I don't think he would change his sermon terribly much.
所以呢，就是说我们就是有当今呢存在着同样的问题，甚至这样我们的问题比那个过去呢还要严重得多。如果施洗约翰今天来讲到呢，他可能呢对他的讲到的那个内容不会改变太多。
All right, so carrying on now, logic 15 says, now, as the people were in expectation and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not.
第15就是说，百姓指望基督来的时候，人都心里猜疑，或者约翰是基督。
The question is, was John the promised Messiah?
所以现在问题是呢，那个施洗约翰他是那个应许的弥赛亚吗？
And there were probably two reasons why they were asking this question.
就是有可能有2个原因，他们要问这样，为什么要问这样的问题？
Reason number one would be that John was an outstanding preacher who had a very, very powerful impact upon the entire nation. And people not only were convicted themselves, but they noted others were and asked why.
那第一个原因呢，就是说有可能呢，就是说是施洗约翰呢，他是一个非常的强有力的一个讲道人，他能够呢让人们呢都深信他所传递的信息，甚至呢这样的影响呢影响到整个的国家，就是其他的人呢听了他的这样的讲道以后，也相信他所传的道。
And so in that context, the question was, who is this John the Baptist? Was he the Savior? Was he the promised Messiah?
因为这样的一个原因呢，那么说呢，就是说他们呢就会问问题，这个人呢，他到底是谁呢？他是许约翰，他是不是那个就是应许的弥赛亚呢？
But it wasn't just the power of his message, it was also the it was the prophetic concept, the prophetic truth that was upon them. They recognized that God's prophecy was being fulfilled.
因为这个里面呢，就是不仅仅是说是使约翰他的信息的传递的非常有力量，同样呢，也是就是说是在他身上出现的这样的一个预言的这样的迹象，就是说呢，这种预言呢，可能很快要实现了。
Remember now that there were many prophecies about the coming of the Messiah.
也记住呢，这有很多的预言呢，关于弥赛亚的到来。
One of those prophecies was that the Messiah would, he would be born in Bethlehem. That's what Micah the prophet said.
其中一个预言呢，就是说弥赛亚要在那个伯利恒出生，这是弥迦那个先知讲的。
So they knew where he would be born, and much of the stories in the earlier parts of Luke are about the fact that he was born, according to prophecy, in the city of Bethlehem.
这个里面呢，就是他们知道呢，就是说是他要在哪里出生。那么同样呢，就是在路加福音前面我们取到的呢，有很多预言关于他是什么时候要在伯利恒出生的。
But the other question was, when will he come? When would the Messiah come?
另外一个问题就是弥赛亚呢，他什么时候来呢？
And the prophet Daniel in chapter 9 had made it very clear that he would be coming just about this time. The precise date was not probably known to them, but the general time was known, and this was just about the time that Messiah would be there.
所以呢，就是但以理书第9章里讲到的，就是说是，就是在他们现在这个时代呢，那个弥赛亚要出生，他们也许不知道就是弥赛亚出生的具体日期，但是他们被告知呢，在他们这个时候弥赛亚要出生了。
So then two reasons for them being very moved by John's ministry. One is the power of his ministry, and the other, the fact that they were all expecting the Messiah to come very, very soon.
所以这个呢，就是说是他们这样被深信的原因呢，就是说是有两个，一个呢就是说是使许约翰他的那个讲到的力量非常非常强大，第二个呢，意思是他们知道弥赛亚了很快在这个时候就要来了。
Now, these verses then very important to us in our day because, as we've just pointed out a little bit earlier, much prophecy is being fulfilled in our day before our eyes in order that we say, surely the Lord will be coming back very soon.
所以这样的一个预言，同样时候，我们今天就像我们早刚才早点时候所讲到的，就是说是在我们这个时代，在我们眼前，在我们面前，很多预言呢，就是已经实现了。这样呢，就是有可能就是告诉我们，告诉我们就是主呢，很快很快就要来了。
So as they were moved by the teaching of John in the days of Luke chapter 3, so we are moved by the teaching of the preaching of God in our day for the same reasons.
其实这个就是因为当时呢，在这个路加福音里所讲到的呢，他们那些人呢，被那个使徒约翰的讲道所感动。那么说今天呢，我们同样呢，也被神在圣经里对我们的教导来感动。
So was Jesus the Messiah? And verse 16 says, Jesus answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to unloose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
所以第十六节说呢，基于这个约翰他是不是基督，是不是弥赛亚这个问题，所以约翰回答众人说呢，我是用谁给你们施洗？但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，你要用圣，他要用圣灵与火，与给你们施洗。
And so he's talking to them about the Lord Jesus, who would be identified very, very soon.
所以呢，他呢在谈论呢关于那个，就是说我们的主耶稣基督呢，他很快呢就要显现出来了。
But his comments are that he was the preacher, but the one who's coming, the Lord Jesus, will not just be the preacher, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他说呢，我是一个讲道的。那么将要来到我们的主耶稣基督弥赛亚呢，他不仅仅是个教师，他同样呢，他要用圣灵与火给我们施洗。
So that's a very clear statement.
这是一个非常清楚的说法。
The one is coming very soon. Would you rather be baptized with the Holy Spirit, or would you rather be baptized with fire?
所以呢，那一位呢，很快就要来了。那么你宁愿呢，被圣灵呢施洗呢，还是被火洗呢？
And most people on the streets today say, well, I would rather neither, thank you.
所以呢，就是大多数说是人在世界上说，那我两样都不要，谢谢。
And the answer is, you don't have that third option.
所以呢，就是答案是你没有第三项选择。
And it doesn't matter who the person is, whether he's in this side of the world or that, whether he's tall or short, whether he's educated or ignorant, doesn't make any difference. The fact is, when Jesus comes, he will either baptize with the Holy Spirit or with fire. And all of those people out there had better say, I would rather be baptized with the Holy Spirit, please.
所以这个里面呢，就说是现在的问题，那是这个根本就不重要。不管你是住在世界的这个地方，还是住在那个地方，不管你的个子高还是你的个子矮，不管你是受教育程度高还是你是文盲，这些都不重要。当主耶稣基督来的时候，那每个人呢都要受他的洗，要么呢就是他用圣灵给你施洗，要么就用火给你洗。所以呢，每个人呢听到这个以后，他说：“那我最好呢，还是让圣灵来给我洗吧。”
And now, verse 17, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
第十七节说，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在他的仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Those are pretty powerful warnings.
这是一个非常强有力的这样的一个警告。
John the Baptist said, the Messiah is coming very soon. This is what he's going to do. He is going to thresh the grain. He'll thresh the wheat. And he is going to bring it into his threshing floor. And he will divide the wheat from the chaff.
因为里面呢，就是施洗，约翰说呢，那这就是弥赛亚马上要来了。他来的时候，这就是他要准备要做的。他要呢，把他的场呢养，他养进他的场，他要把麦子呢收在仓里，他要把糠和那个谷子呢分开。
Now, the people that he was referring to probably fully understood the implication of what he was saying.
So, 那些听众呢，有可能就是完全理解他所指的是什么。
And we today, we understand the earlier analysis he made of fruit trees. If one tree brings forth fruit, you keep it and nourish it. If another doesn't, you cut it down and burn it.
所以我们现在呢，我们理解那个施洗约翰他前面所讲的，他说呢，就关于那个树结果子的，如果这个树结果子呢，就留着它；如果这个树呢，它不结果子，就要把它呢砍下来，就是扔到火里烧了。
That is what the Messiah is going to do.
这就是弥赛亚将要做的事情。
But in our day, the analysis is also the analysis of harvesting grain.
就在我们当今呢，就是同样的，他这样的一个比喻呢，也是关于就是说是啊，那个就收成、收麦子、收谷子的。
When the grain is cut, the tops of the plant are cut off, and the tops that are cut off contain the kernels of grain and all kinds of other plant life that is around it to protect it from the elements and so on. And somehow the grain has got to be separated from all the rest of that vegetation.
这个里面的就是说，在我们当今呢，就是不管那样的麦子，当它收奶以后呢，其实呢，就是它外面呢有很有些那些壳子啊，还有一些什么东西呢保护着里面的东西。那么说，当我们要收奶以后呢，我们要把它呢就是分开。
So what they did was they cut the heads off the plant, and then they put the tops down on the ground. The oxen tromped on them and separated the kernels from the outside of the plant, holding the kernels.
因为这个是他们当时所做的事情呢，就是他们呢把那个麦穗把它剪下来，剪下来呢放在那个铲子上，铲子上呢，然后让那个牛呢去踩，去踩，踩了以后呢，然后呢，最终呢，他们就能把那个糠和那个麦子给分开了。
And then, when that was all done, what they did was they got a great big fan and they fanned like this and they threw the material up in the air. The kernels were heavy, they would fall down in a pile, and the rest of the stuff would blow away in the great big fan.
然后呢，在他们那个日子，他们所做的呢，他们就是拿一个那个大的扇子，像这样扇。然后呢，扇的过程中呢，他们就会把那个地上菜了的那些麦子呢，把它扬起来，扬到空中。然后呢，因为那个麦子比较重，就落下来；那个糠呢比较轻，被那个风呢就吹走了。
So that's what John is prophesying here in verse 17. He's saying the Messiah is going to come and he's going to thresh that harvest and all the chaff will be blown away and the real kernel will be kept.
那这就是说是约翰，这是实际上在那讲的时候，弥赛亚来的时候呢，他就要拿那个簸箕，就是他手上那个扇子呢，就是说这样呢，把那个糠扬尽，那么说所有的糠呢都会被吹走，那么说呢，真正的麦子呢会留在谷仓里。
And so parts of the implication of that are clear in verse, at the end of verse 17. He will gather the wheat into his barn.
因为这个里面呢就是这样的，在第17节里都讲得非常的清楚，在那个时候呢，他把麦子收在他的仓里。
But what about the chaff?
那么糠怎么样呢？
It says, the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
因为他说把糠呢用不灭的火烧尽了。
What's the difference between fire and unquenchable fire?
因为一个普通的火和不尽的火有什么区别呢？
Well, fire burns things up just like that, gone.
所以那火呢，烧东西就像这样一下就完了。
Unquenchable fire is the intensity of the agony of fire, but the fire doesn't burn it up that fast. It just stays and stays and stays and stays, and the fire stays on the chaff and stays on the chaff. That's a picture of the lake of fire that the devil will be confined to and all those who follow him.
这个里面呢，就是说是那么说不灭的火呢，它不像这样一下就烧完了，它这个火呢燃烧以后呢，就这样一点一点一点一点的烧，一直烧着，这就是那个火狐的一个画面。那个魔鬼呢会在火狐里和他的跟随者呢一起会被这样慢慢的烧。
That's pretty powerful stuff. John the Baptist preached heavy sermons.
其实这是一个呢，就是说是非常的，就是说是长的东西。那么说呢，那是约翰呢，他传的道呢是非常的重的道。
Powerful in the days of John the Baptist, powerful sermons in our day. Soon, very soon, the Lord will return and he will do these very things. He will reward the wheat and he will cast the chaff into unquenchable fire. Wow.
这个里面呢，就是说是这个道在世纪约翰这个年代是非常非常有力量，在我们当今呢也是非常非常有力量。我们的主呢，很快主耶稣基督很快就要来，那他来了以后呢，他又要把那些麦子呢，就是相信他的人呢收到谷仓里，把那些不信的人，就像是这些糠呢，把它呢就是说是扬出来，把它让不尽的火烧掉啊。
So what happens next? Verse 18, and with many other exhortations, he preached to the people.
所以呢，那么在第十八节里讲到是什么呢？因为他在有很多的那个对人的劝告以后，他讲什么呢？
His sermons were powerful, and they demanded action.
所以呢，就是说是他的那个，就是说是讲到是非常有力量的，所以他需要人呢，就是说采取行动。
But Herod the Tetrarch was the governor over that land at that time. Verse 19 says, Herod the Tetrarch being rebuked by John concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, also added this, above all, that he shut John up in prison.
因为第十八节，约翰运用许多话劝百姓向他们传讲。第十九节继续说，只是分封的王胥吏，因他兄弟腓力之妻希罗底的缘故，并因他所行的一些恶事，受了约翰的责备，又另外添加了一件，就是把约翰关在监里。
Was John the Baptist a bold preacher?
所以那个是指约翰他是一个大胆的这讲道人吗？
Yes.
是
And he
的。
would preach to the man on the street, and he preached to the one who came to the synagogue or would have gone to the synagogue. He preached to them all.
所以他对那些在街上走的人，传道；对来到那个公会的人也传道。他不管他们在哪里，他都会给他们传道。
And he preached to the governor. Herod, and he said to Herod, Herod, you are a sinner. You married your brother's wife. God says you shouldn't do that. Herod, you shouldn't have done that.
他甚至向那个政府去那个传道，他跟那个希律王传道说：“希律王，你把你兄弟的妻子给娶了，神说呢，你不该这么做，你不应该这么做，你这么做是错的。
Oh, that's pretty hard to go to the governor and say, your problem is you're married to the wrong woman.
”你这个呢，就是一个非常的大胆的事情，你去跟一个就是政府的人讲说你做错了，你是个做错了事情。
Herod didn't appreciate that.
所以呢，就是那个虚弟他不喜欢这样。
But his wife was livid, and she said, this is terrible. He should never say a thing like that.
但是他妻子呢就不高兴，他说呢这是很可怕，他不应该这样说我们。
But remember now, verse 19 says he didn't just rebuke Herodias and Herod, but it says at the end of the verse, and for all the evils which Herod had done.
第十九节说呢，他这个他不仅仅只是对分封的王胥吏对他兄弟之妻的缘故，并因他所行的一切恶事，也使约翰都责备他。
John the Baptist must have spent a lot of time speaking to the reporters and to Herod himself and chronicling the evils which Herod had done, many, many evils Herod had done.
对希律呢，我认为呢，使徒约翰不仅仅只是去跟希律王讲，同样呢，他也跟那个很多的记者讲呢，就是说这在顺着那个时间表，那个希律王他所干的一切的坏事。
What would happen for somebody who did that today?
如果今天有人这么做，会发生什么呢？
There are people who criticize Justin, criticize Donald Trump. Would you like to criticize Donald Trump, or do you think he might punch you back?
因为今天呢，有些人呢，他去批评那个唐纳德·川普。如果你今天呢，你去批评唐纳德·川普，你认为他会怎么做呢？他会打回来吗？
Doug Ford from the province of Ontario published an ad that showed that Mr. Trump's tariff policies were probably not wise。
就是安大略的那个省长福特，他呢就是说是做了一个广告，做了一个广告呢就是说是宣传那个川普不应该用那个关税来恐吓加拿大人。
What did Mr. Trump do?
那么呢，川普做了些什么呢？
He put a 10% additional tariff on everything that Canada sends to the United States.
因为川普呢，他呢，另外多加了10%的关税，对加拿大所有的出口到美国的产品。
You'd say, well, I think if I met Mr. Trudeau, I wouldn't criticize it. And Mr. Trump, I don't think I'd criticize him. I think I'd maybe just sort of smile and say everything's okay.
所以呢，就是我说呢，如果我是那个福特的话呢，我也不该去那个批评他，不该去指责他。那么说，如果我不去做那个广告，那么一切呢，就应该没事儿。
What would happen if you went to Mr. Trump and you simply said, Mr. Trump, your wife is your third wife. What did you do with those other wives?
所以呢，如果你去跟川普说，你说川普先生，你现在的太太是你第三个太太，那么前面的两个太太，你对他们做了什么？
And his behavior of his other wives was shameful.
所以他对其他的那些妻子所做的事是非常的羞耻的。
Do you think somebody's going to point that out? It's going to be his favorite reporter?
因为你如果说是有些人呢，会这样去指出他的这些事情吗？对他来说，他会喜欢你这样的指责吗？
What about Mr. Trudeau?
那么这关于特鲁多，你知道多少？
His wife divorced him. He divorced his first wife. Now he's going around with a movie star all over the world.
所以呢，也就是他现在呢和他的第一个妻子呢离婚了，离婚呢现在和那个就是美国的那个水果姐搞在一起了。
John the Baptist, if he were here, wouldn't bother talking about tariffs and politics. He'd just talk about the sins of these two men. Do you think they would be happy?
所以呢，如果是去约翰，他在今天他不会去谈论关税和谈论那些政治，他会谈论罪。你认为听到的人会高兴吗？
John the Baptist was not the master of compromise.
所以呢，是去约翰，他不是一个那个妥协的人。
He took a very strong stand against evil, regardless of who the perpetrator of that evil was.
因为他就是说是他呢，非常的坚定的去反抗那些就是行恶的人，他不管这个行恶的人是什么样的人。
We live in an age of compromise with evil, don't we?
所以，我们今天生活这个年代呢，对罪总是采取妥协的，是不是呢？
Shame on us.
对我们来说，感到非常的羞耻。
What a tragedy. John the Baptist stood up for truth and he spoke out against evil.
这呢，多么是大的悲剧！那施洗约翰呢？他为真理讲话，他呢就反对邪恶。
What happened? Well, verse 20 says that because of that, Herod put him in prison.
第八是什么呢？继续20节说，因为他说的这些呢，希律就把他关在监狱里去了。
John, the Lord Jesus said of John the Baptist, he was the greatest of men born of women.
所以呢，就是说是施洗约翰，我们的主耶稣基督讲到施洗约翰说呢，他是女人生的人中间最大的。
Herod put the greatest man born of women in prison because Herod was a wicked sinner. And John said, Herod, you are a wicked sinner.
所以这个呢，希律王呢，把那个就是说是从女人所生的最伟大的一个人关在监狱里，因为呢，这个从女人生的最伟大的人说呢，希律，你是个邪恶的罪人，
Do we admire John the Baptist?
你这样呢，你尊不尊重施洗约翰呢？
Yes.
你
Should
是。
we pay attention to his message?
是的，那么我们应不应该对他所传递的信息关注呢？
Yes. Should we preach his message in the world today?
也是的，我们当今呢，应不应该呢，就说是把他的道也传遍世界呢？
Answer, yes.
答案是的。
Well, that's about as much time as we have this evening. We're going to leave our study there. We didn't get through many verses tonight, but John the Baptist was an outstanding man, a good man. We would do much to much, we'd have much wisdom to follow him in all that we do and all that we say.
在这个里面呢，我们今天时间呢就是到这里了。我们今天呢也没学太多的经文，但是呢，我们知道呢，施洗约翰呢，他是一个非常的伟大的、大胆的一个传道人，所以呢，很多智慧呢，就是我们可以去从他那里学到。当我们今天去做的时候，去说的时候。
So let me remind you again that tomorrow we will be on standard time. And according to tomorrow's time, it is now 7:47. It's only 7:45, not 7:45. But in the morning, it'll all be that way.
今天我再次提醒一下大家，明天呢我们要回到冬令时，冬令时呢我们时间呢会往后推一个小时。那么说呢，就像现在我们是8:47了，那么说呢应该已经是只是7:47了。
So we're looking forward to next week will be the same. Next week we will be on Vancouver time, and so things will be an hour later.
下个星期呢，我们星期六的圣经学习呢，在温哥华的时间是不变的，是7:30。在中国，你们的时间呢改到11:30开始，所以是晚一个小时开始。
All right, all these are announcements then for tomorrow and next week. Let's have a word of prayer.
所有的都是为明天的发的通告和下个星期我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for men like John the Baptist.
第一，主要我们感谢您呢，有那个施洗约翰这样的人。
And Lord, we pray, would you raise many like him in our day? We need many preachers like that in the world today, Lord.
第一，主要我们也祷告，就是求您兴起像施洗约翰这样的人，在我们的当今，我们当今呢需非常需要很多像施洗约翰这样的人。
And so we would pray that we might have a twofold response.
因为我们就说是啊，我们祷告，我们有两个层面的这样的责任。
Lord, we pray that we will obey the wisdom that he preached.
所以主要我们就是祷告，我们就是说能够就是说是去顺服他所去顺服他所传的智慧。
And we pray that we might be bold in many ways to preach like him.
所以呢，我们祷告就是说在我们的就是在很多方面会像他那样大胆的去传道。
So we give you thanks, Lord, for all your kindness to us. Thank you for everyone who was with us tonight.
今天我们就是说为他呢献上感恩，也感谢每一个今天和我们在一起的人。
We pray for all of us, Lord. We pray for those who are often with us, but not tonight. Bless them too, we pray.
所以呢，就是我们因为其他的那些人呢，就是在过去经常和我们在一起，今天没有来的，也求你赐福给他们。
And so we give you thanks and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在献上感恩，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all tonight. May the Lord bless us all.